Don't you get sick of me? Fat by fat my history. Stay tuned and listen to my life. You think you know me? An anger is a mystery.
Hello Anchor, this is Anna Guerra, your host, and welcome to an episode of 3 Facts About Me. This is episode 6 and we're on the Office edition. Not Office Microsoft, but Office, an office, the place where you go to work, where you work. You know, desks, chairs, computers, that's an office. So it's the Office edition, and I'm gonna share with you 3 facts about me in the office, me as a Microsoft employee, how I behave in the office. I think that's something very personal, and only people who work me know this, and I think it should be cool to share with you. And probably these facts other people don't even notice, because everyone here on Microsoft has a lot to do and no one really cares. They don't have time to care about other people's annoying habits. So I'm gonna share with you because I know you care. The first fact is I don't love open offices or open space offices. So what is an open space office? It's a concept that you don't have a table just for yourself. You don't have a desk with kind of like a fortress around you, and you work, you have your computer, you have your things, you have the portraits, you have little weird stuff that remind you of home to make you feel homey. You have like drawers and stuff. No, that concept doesn't exist in open spaces. In open spaces, there's really big tables, either round or just like oval shaped or kind of rectangular shaped tables, and people work there and you can sit anywhere. So there's not a specific space that you usually sit in. Well, that might exist. Practically, that's what happens. People end up sitting in the same place always, but you don't have to. And this has been popularized by a lot of startups because, you know, it helps to get people working together. It brings people more closer and it feels like there's an open door, so you don't have this like big difference between people, the trainees, which have like crappy places, and the higher people who have like an office room just for them and everything. So that doesn't really exist in Microsoft, which is good and bad. And in my case, sometimes it's more bad than good. So why is that? Why don't I like open spaces? So as you might have understood in some of my previous Anchor episodes, is I don't like to be working with other people too much. I like to be on my own space. I like to be concentrated on my tasks. I hate to be interrupted while I'm working, and I just want to be concentrated and want to be strategizing and want to go really deep on the tasks that I'm doing. And sometimes when you're in an open space, you're frequently other people talk to you, let's do this, let's do that, do you know about this, or they just say jokes to other people in the office. And even though you might be concentrating on your tasks and you don't really care, it always distracts me a little. And although it has been easier for me now to deal with that, it still kind of bothers me a little, which is why I really like working from home. But the way I try to kind of fix that is with headphones. And I also love working with headphones, love working with music, but in my case, I've written an article about this in the past. I like working with music that is just kind of like background noise with no vocals, just very concentration music, either instrumentals of songs that I love, or just songs that really have no lyrics and that I don't know at all. Because if it's songs that I do know, especially with lyrics, I will start singing them in my head and I won't be concentrating on the tasks that I have in hand. So I really like working with, for example, now I've been really into like music, movie soundtracks, so Baby Driver's soundtrack, Kill Bill's soundtrack as well. And then like video game soundtracks work really well for me as well. Like Kingdom Hearts, Final Fantasy, Sonic the Hedgehog, The Sims soundtrack. I just get so happy every time I put like The Sims soundtrack in the background and I'm working, even though The Sims is not from Microsoft, but it's The Sims. I love it. But yeah, still people kind of say, like, they wave at me, and I'm like, oh, I have to take my headphones off. It sounds like I'm a really bad person and I only care about myself. But yeah, don't like crowded office. Sometimes the office, when there's too many people in the same table, it does, like, people start telling jokes to each other. And so, Monday, in a way, Monday morning, it's the best day because no one is at the office still. The second fact of today's episode is I have never used the hot drinks machine. Now, you might think, oh, Anna doesn't like coffee. She doesn't like, I don't know, tea. Well, partially you're right. I hate coffee. I don't like coffee, but I love tea. I developed a crazy obsession with tea while I was in the UK. Before that, I didn't really drink tea a lot. I enjoyed cappuccinos, and that's usually what I would do, but not tea. I would drink it, but like not often at all. I wouldn't have like multiple types of tea types in my kitchen, but now I do. I have like about four or five. So really, really like it. And I developed that when I was in the UK. So most of you know that in the UK they drink a lot of tea. It's a very British thing to do. And because I had a British roommate that kind of helped me, because every time we would go watch a TV show, everyone together, he would ask, oh, I'm making tea. Do you guys want tea? And everyone would say yes. So we ended up drinking a lot of tea. So now every time that I always eat breakfast at home. A lot of people at Microsoft eat breakfast at Microsoft when they get to the office. But I eat breakfast at home. Yet again, I like to be by myself, maybe watching a YouTube video or just staring into nothing and being at peace, okay? I like to be at peace. And it's kind of those holy moments for me, really part of my ritual, having breakfast by myself in my room. So now every time I have breakfast in the morning, I drink a cup of tea, which also helps me relax a little bit because it's hot, so I have to wait until it cools down, but I still have to drink it. Although it loses a bit of time, but it's good to keep you in a good mood in the morning instead of being stressed. I either do that or I drink cappuccino in the morning. So those are the two alternatives, but mostly tea because I would say it's healthier. And now I talk too much about tea. But the thing is, in the office, I'm not comfortable with like coffee machines. You know, there's the vending machines, I know how they work, but like coffee machines, because I don't use those at home because I don't drink coffee, I'm not very comfortable with them. And I'm always someone who, when they go test out something and I'm being watched by other people, I feel like I'm being judged and I'm kind of scared of trying it out unless I have like a safe environment in which I can get good at it and then I go do it. Yeah, and everyone sees, yeah, she knows it. But in this case, I don't have a coffee machine. So the first time that I have to do it, I have to do it on the office. And that still hasn't happened. I know this might sound crazy. It's a very stupid fear. Or maybe you can relate. I don't know. Let me know if you do. But I've never used a hot drinks machine at the office, so never drank a cappuccino there or coffee or even tea, which would make sense a lot of times, especially like in the afternoon when it's about 3, 4. It would be nice to have a drink, but that, I think that's also the thing, because I never developed the habit of having drinks at work at Microsoft. That's why I also don't feel the need to go have a drink while I'm there, because I never developed that habit. So it's not only the fact that I'm scared of doing it, it's not like I'm working and I'm like, oh, I really want tea and I can't go get it, I'm scared. I don't even remember that, oh, I could get some tea. That doesn't even happen, because I'm just so focused and I never, like I said, never developed the habit to do so. But here at home, love doing some work with some tea. Really gets the juices flowing. And the last fact, the third fact of this episode is I adore Skype for Business. Now, if you're a longtime friend of mine, you have heard me rambling about Skype. Skype, the normal Skype that consumers have access to, is the beep. It's really, really bad. I'm at Microsoft, but still, I'm gonna have to say this. It is bad. Like, the servers are bad. There's a lot of lag. How can I say? The features don't evolve at all. No one even uses the platform anymore, so it's kind of an hassle to tell people, oh, let's meet over Skype. A lot of people don't even want to do that anymore, because why would you? Because Skype, you can pretty much only do that. Why don't you just use Facebook Messenger? And it's true, and I myself have been kind of doing that. But moving on from that thing, I love Skype for Business, and that's the tool that we use at Microsoft, obviously. And so for those of you that don't know, Skype was bought by Microsoft a few years ago, and now it's a tool that is very, very integrated in our work. So the advantage with Skype for Business, like, the servers are great. I never had like any lags or anything. If something is not working, is because people are not using the right setup, like with a bad mic or something like that. That would make you not have a good call. But if you have a good mic and if you're in a stable place, you're not like moving around or anything, the call will be perfect, and it would be like me talking to someone right here on my room doing an interview or anything. So that makes it really, really great. And the fact that I can do a call with someone and I don't have to be in their place, or in the same place as them. So being able to call, like being at home and being able to have meetings with people in the office or just people outside of the company, really works best. And I think with that, comparing that, like having Skype calls with people from outside the company, comparing Skype calls with doing phone calls. I've told you I hate phone calls. So Skype really makes it better. Now, why is that? That might sound kind of weird now that I think about it. Like, why do I love Skype calls and I hate phone calls? Because they're pretty much the same thing, especially here at Microsoft. We never turn on the video camera, which is something that I honestly don't like. I think it becomes very non-personal, but I guess the reason why they do that is, number one, because the connection is better if you don't turn off the video, and number two, because people who are doing the Skype calls, they're probably multitasking, and if you have a video camera, they will see that you're multitasking and you're not looking at them. Haha. Or number three, you're at home in your pajamas and you're doing a Skype call. Haha, also. So I guess that's why at Microsoft they don't turn on the screens for a video call on Skype. But in my case, I really like it. I think it also helps me because everything is stored with invitations on the calendar for Outlook as well, so I can it will show up on my calendar and I can just join the call and I would get straight into the call with everyone. My calendar turns on to busy if I'm in the Skype call, or we'll say like in a conference call, so everyone knows it. And that integration with every Microsoft tool really, really helps the workflow and what helps working, and it's very, very practical. So love Skype for Business. And also there's like a bunch of features, like sharing screens works better, sharing files works better, being able to record the call, which is super helpful, and a lot of features that I might not even know about.